Saturday was the last day of the 4th annual Black Tech Week, a week-long conference in Miami inspiring African American and Caribbean communities that partnered with international tech companies. Reporter Adrienne Gonzalez was there as the event wrapped up.
About 40 women and a few men attended the Women's Innovation Brunch and Awards. The participants spoke about the challenges of being a woman of color in the world of business and technology. Co-founder Felicia Hatcher says technology can help people break away from systematic oppression. She challenges companies to
stop going to these neighborhoods when you're looking for drivers or to deliver your groceries. Like, go to these communities, train them the right way so that they can be your talented workforce, or at the end of the day, your talented customer base.
Dani Washington was one of the honorees at Saturday's brunch. She hosts a nationally syndicated show on Fox called Nature Knows Best.
We are stepping into our power. We're stepping into what we're meant to be in this world, not what the world defines us as, but what we define.
This week-long conference attracted hundreds of attendees and is expanding into a U.S. tour this year. I'm Adrienne Gonzalez in Miami.
Florida lawmakers are in the sixth week of their regular session, and here are a few things that state senators are working on this week. A panel will take up a wide-ranging bill about gambling issues, for one thing. Among other things, it would allow parimutuel facilities to offer card rooms and, in some cases, slot machines without running live greyhound or horse racing. Another panel is taking up a measure that would create a framework for human trafficking victims to file civil lawsuits against traffickers or other people who have victimized them. And finally, a Senate committee will debate a measure that would lead to Florida observing daylight saving time throughout the entire year. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.